Welcome back to the show. Monday morning, Evan Bray. Thanks so much for joining us. Tough, tough Rider game on the weekend. People choosing to maybe forget about it or not talk about it. All in all, the Riders, of course, came up extremely short in their game against the Montreal Alouettes, and 48-31. 31 indicates, you know, that the Riders were able to put a few points on the board, but it was later in the game when things started to happen there, and it was obviously too late and after the fact. So, Green and White prognostications on Friday had 23 people play the game. 22 people picked the Riders to win, which means regardless of the score, if Montreal won, Greg from Moose Jaw was going to be our winner, and he was. Congratulations to Greg in Moose Jaw. 24-17 was the score he picked for a total of 41, and the total was 48-31, a total of 79. Boy, I don't even know if we've had a pick that high. It's pretty high, but nonetheless, congratulations to Greg in Moose Jaw. You are this week's Green and White prognostication winner, which means your name is entered into the draw for that end of the season grand prize cash jackpot. Okay, lots of different things on the weekend, but the one that caught my eye over the earlier parts of the weekend and throughout the weekend, I could not get it out of my mind, is this shooting that happened on Highway 39 near Weyburn. The Saskatchewan RCMP throughout the weekend asking for the public's help as they continue their investigation into what they're calling a suspicious death of a 44-year-old woman from Weyburn on Friday night. Two women traveling together in a black Ford Explorer towards Weyburn. They hear a loud crack, and as a result of a shot from a firearm, somewhere behind the SUV, struck, entered the traveling vehicle, hit the female passenger, and she died at scene. At this point, investigation is obviously vigorously ongoing, but no arrests have been made. I'm happy to bring on to our program Superintendent Joshua Graham. Superintendent Graham is the Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes Branch leader, and I'm happy to say we have connected with him this morning. Superintendent Graham, thank you so much for taking our call.
You're welcome, Evan.
I just gave a snapshot of the report that was put out. Is that accurate as it happened? Can you just give us a bit of a recap of the investigation that you were called to?
Sure, absolutely. And you're right. That sums up very well. So this is Friday night, September 12th, 2025, shortly after 8 p.m. The RCMP received a report of a person being severely injured while traveling in an SUV on Highway 39 northwest of Weyburn, going towards Weyburn. And you're right. So the report was they heard a loud crack. It was two ladies driving in this SUV, and the passenger was the one who was injured at that time. So obviously they phoned 911. Weyburn Police Service immediately responded, as well as Weyburn RCMP detachment. So we were at the scene relatively quickly. She was assessed by EMS and then later transported to hospital. Unfortunately, she died. So this is a suspicious death investigation. And I know people may be asking what the difference is. And technically, it is a homicide investigation in that, she didn't die by suicide or some other accidental thing. But we don't know whether or not this act was intentional in that it was, specific. A murder or something like that. So we are investigating it similarly like we would with the murder, covering off all of our bases. Our major crimes teams have been deployed down there along with our general investigation section, and we've done extensive investigation of the different areas around where that vehicle was. I know that we had blocked off the highway shortly after arriving on scene. And through the weekend, we had search teams as well, searching that area, looking for obvious clues, evidence, as well as we did a media scrum and some releases on the weekend as well, asking for the public's assistance. And particularly, I'm happy to say that definitely was the case. So we asked the public's help to locate a white truck that may have been in the area. Those persons came forward. We interviewed them. They had no further information, unfortunately. And as well as we asked for, I believe, a truck with hauling a trailer around that time. And our investigators were contacted by those persons as well, and they're presently being interviewed by our investigators. So very much an ongoing investigation. Lots has been done thus far, but definitely the questions remain. What happened, and was ultimately this a murder?
Superintendent Joshua Graham, Saskatchewan RCMP, is joining us. This shooting that happened just outside of Weyburn on Friday night. Do we know, Superintendent Graham, if the shot was fired from another vehicle or from someone essentially off the road, potentially in the ditch?
No, at this time I can't comment on that, only because it's obviously part of the ongoing investigation. And the reason for that is, quite frankly, is some of those specialist forensic identification services take time essentially to examine that evidence. So we have specialists that investigate forensics involving firearms, so ballistics, just like you see on TV. And that doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately, like TV. So, you know, at this point we know a vehicle struck by a bullet, but in terms of trajectory, you know, where it was coming from or potential elevation, was it moving, you know, all those sort of things just simply take time for us to figure that out. And a lot of that, quite frankly, is also augmented by what witnesses tell the police or, you know, other forensic evidence we may find that maybe we just haven't found yet.
Have we, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe you've released the victim's identity yet, have you?
No, we haven't. And I know for some folks, they often wonder, you know, why do we do that and why don't we do that? And usually for us, number one, the primacy of our concern is the victim's privacy and their family. That's certainly the case here. But from an investigative standpoint, a public safety standpoint, oftentimes we'll release with the families, you know, not necessarily permission, but their knowledge, the victim's identity, because maybe there's something in relation to what happened to that victim that could provide information as to how their death transpired, or particularly a homicide. And in this case, our investigators are confident that there was nothing specific with either of the women inside the vehicle that would lead to suspicious circumstances, that maybe something specific related to them, that in that this was a targeted killing or, you know, act of violence toward either of them. At this point, really, I mean, we're looking at, you know, maybe not necessarily random is not the greatest word. Obviously, you know, something happened that led to a shot being fired into this vehicle. But at this point, we don't feel that releasing the victim's identity would further the investigation. That may change as the course of time unfolds, but at this point, we're not ready to release that.
So, you know, the random nature of this, Superintendent Graham, given, you know, we saw this, obviously, this situation unfold in the States last week, totally different than this one, but involving Charlie Kirk, there's a lot of people that are on edge right now. If this truly is a random situation, what do you say when you're asked by people, is it safe to drive on Saskatchewan highways?
Yeah, I think what I would say is just remain vigilant. I mean, the truth of, you know, public safety, especially driving on the highways, obviously there's many different, you know, elements of risk that we all undertake when we go onto the roads, whether that's, you know, road conditions, other drivers, et cetera. You know, we know that sometimes just things happen. And again, we don't know. It could be random in that it's not necessarily targeted related. So is it possible that this is, you know, maybe somebody who fired a firearm accidentally, you know, or somebody who maybe was shooting at something, target practicing? I know this was about 8 o'clock at night, so about a half hour after sunset. But, you know, at the end of the day, this could be something where somebody made a mistake. We don't know that, but it is a possibility that we have to look into. You know, so I think at the end of the day, somebody consciously decided to fire a firearm, whether or not that was intended to hurt somebody, you know, we don't know. And the other component I would say in terms of public safety, obviously we've looked at, you know, our own police records, Weyburn Police Service, and there was nothing preceding this event that could give us a clue as to maybe there was some other public safety threat going on, you know, say within the last week, certainly. So at this point, we really don't know anything that would have led up to this. So really, at the end of the day, my advice would be remain vigilant. If there's something that people see, hear, or know, or maybe they have a conversation about maybe somebody who was out shooting a gun around that time, that'd be something the investigator certainly would like to call at and for people to phone 310-RCMP.
This is me thinking of this through my old job lens and thinking about what the investigation and the evidence collection looks like. Was the scene wet? Was it wet down in that part of the province?
I don't know the answer to that, Evan, actually. I know the southern part of the province, as your stations are reported, had a lot of rain over the weekend, but I don't have any information to say that weather or inclement weather was, you know, a factor within our forensic identification section, you know, doing their scene exam. We did have our tactical support groups, our search and rescue folks that we marshaled together to do searches of that rural area. We talked to the landowners as well. There's a grain elevator near there. We've interviewed employees there. And so there were no comment from the investigators that weather hampered our investigation. And to date, we haven't found any physical evidence in those searches that would help us in this investigation.
Yeah, it's more not about hampering the investigation. I'm just thinking, you know, tracks, even footprints are going to be a lot different if you've got a muddy ditch or a muddy nearby field. Versus if things were dry. But so where are things at today, and will the RCMP be providing regular updates? You can appreciate people in the province are really wanting to know what happened in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody wants to know, you know, what happened that led to this tragic death. We definitely will update the public should, number one, public safety component change or become higher risk than what we're presently sitting at. Obviously, if we have any new leads that we need followed up on, or we're asking for witness evidence, or obviously if we were to, you know, get to a point where we're making an arrest or something like that, that's something we would update people with. So certainly, I know one of the questions was, you know, why didn't we issue a public emergency alert Friday night? And definitely that is something that in Saskatchewan, it's kind of the soundtrack for the policing in Saskatchewan over those last 3 years, unfortunately. And that's something that we carefully examined and considered. But really, at that point, we didn't quite know what we had in terms of the investigation as well. We had no real information to give to the public to be on the lookout for. And those are really kind of the two components we look at in terms of issuing that release. But as soon as we can update the public on something, we definitely will.
There is someone out there who knows something, whether it's the person who pulled the trigger or someone that was with them. If someone wants to share information, get information to you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, number one, I think 310 RCMP. Call our main line number. Our dispatchers and call takers will take that call. They'll contact the investigators. They'll know how to get in contact with us. And I understand some people may not necessarily want to call the police directly. Crime Stoppers is also another viable avenue to come forward with that kind of information as well. But we definitely would encourage anyone who might know anything to contact us. Again, at the end of the day, our homicide investigator's job is to put all those different pieces of the puzzle together to make the picture. And the public and people providing that information are huge pieces within that puzzle.
Superintendent, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for taking our call.
You're welcome, Evan. Thank you.
Superintendent Joshua Graham, Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes Branch, continuing to investigate, but at this point, no leads leading to an arrest, no leads leading to an answer as to what happened on Friday night just outside of Weyburn. A 44-year-old woman shot while a passenger in a vehicle on Highway 39. Not a common situation in our province. We will continue to follow. And of course, we hope that the RCMP can bring about some sort of resolution in the very near future. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.